I hadn't thought of this until our producer said you're coming on, but you've had to coach in a bubble. You've now had to coach with your team on the road. Like, I don't know whether to congratulate you or commiserate with you, but you've kind of had to do, like, the two things you have to do to manage a team in the pandemic, you've had to do it. And I'm just wondering how difficult on a logistical level this season has been for you and the coaching staff.
Well, thanks for having me, first off. It's actually been like three seasons in one. You know, we started off the season.
That's right. I forgot.
With thinking it was going to be normal. Two games into it, we go into the pandemic shutdown, and then we return in a bubble, which was chaotic at the start of it. Just as everything was, nobody was really quite sure how to manage it. What was this bubble? Is it safe? You know, we were going into what was ground zero at the time for COVID cases in Florida. So there was a lot of stress associated with that. Once we got there and we got to about a weekend, then we realized it was actually pretty safe and we could focus on soccer and try to get our job done. And then we come out of it and now we're, we had the Canadian games, which were just nice playing. We played our only three games of the season at home during that stretch. And other than that, we've been on the road and we've got a nice little bubble set up here in Hartford that our guys have been amazing because it has been a incredible challenge, both logistically, emotionally, all those kinds of things. But the guys they've just locked in and, one game at a time, we've been working hard to get a result and moving on to the next game. And so it's just, the guys have been resilient and have just locked in. And, you know, now we're trying to also just endure the proximity of all these games. They come fast and it's asking a lot of the guys physically as well. So it's a bit of a war of attrition and we're getting little injuries here and there, but trying to keep guys healthy and trying to win the league championship. I don't know if they're calling it the Supporter Shield anymore. That seems to go back and forth, but and get ourselves ready also for the playoffs. But we want to try to win the league championship and bring that trophy back home that we got in 2017 as well. So, but it's been a crazy year.
Greg, you know better than me. Professional athletes very often are creatures of routine. It's part of the reason why they are as good as they are, regardless of sport. As you mentioned, mm-hmm. your season has been anything but routine. I would think in some situations there would be teams and individual players who, for lack of a better word, would sort of mail it in and like, you know, I'm not dealing with this anymore. I don't care. We're just going to sort of play the season out and wait till next year. Your group's done the opposite. And I'm curious, like, how much of that do you think is sort of the individual composition of each player? How much of that is the coaching staff? Or how much of that is maybe the group just sort of taking responsibility for each other? I'm interested sort of in the dynamics of why this has worked for you guys when perhaps for some other teams it wouldn't have.
Yeah, I think it comes down to culture. It's a word that gets thrown around in sports a lot, but it is. The culture of the team, if it's strong, if it's a no excuses kind of culture, guys get to work every day is about getting better and making the guy next to you better. And if your culture is strong, then it doesn't really give a lot of space for the individual to check out, you know, and if guys are buying into that and they're actually responsible pieces of the culture and it's with the staff, it's with, you know, the medical staff, it's with all of the support staff that go around the players and that they are a part of the culture. And then that also bleeds into the players. If that's strong, then I think you can overcome a lot of circumstances. I think we have a strong culture, which has really played into this for us. And, you know, the players also protect this concept of the culture and they show up and they hold each other accountable and they make sure everybody's working. And we try to control the things we control and not get torn apart by the things that we can't control. Obviously it's positive if you're getting good results, that always helps, because if you're not getting good results, then little things can become big things. But we've been able to get the results through this stretch, which has obviously kept everyone really kind of positive. And when we've had to face adversity, we've dealt with it in a positive way and just adapted and gone with it. So I do think it's the ultimate test of just the collective, the culture of the group, and making sure everybody's on board.
Tactically and emotionally, how important was it to get Michael Bradley back on Sunday?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, he's one of those emotional leaders that we have. He works his tail off every single day. He's a guy that shows up and he'll set the standard along with a couple other guys, just in terms of what it means to be professional and work hard every day, and has done for, you know, since he's been here day one. And so to get him back into the mix on the field, you know, especially in a time where guys are thin and they need that sort of that communication and that leadership and that pickup, he played a huge role in that. You know, he's worked really hard to get himself back and to be fit so that the process of returning doesn't take long. And, you know, we threw him in pretty early in the game and he was 70 minutes, went 70 minutes in his first game in 2.5 months. That's not easy. So, it's great to get him back in. And again, it just is, he's a standard setter in our team, and everybody then has to keep up with that. And that's a good positive part of the culture as well. So it was nice to get him back in.
Greg, I want to ask you about just sort of the facilities that you have in Hartford and what kind of, you know, sort of adaptation you have to do. I would say, by the way, as the resident New Yorker on this phone call, if you ever get around to West Hartford, there is a Frank Pepe's Pizzeria. Frank Pepe, arguably the greatest pizza in the United States. It's based in New Haven, but they do have a branch in West Hartford. So if you're ever bored one day, Coach, head over there.
Yep. We're going to do that tomorrow. As a matter of fact. I got the name etched in. We're going to be there. Yes.
That tells you how bad things are when you're taking a recommendation from a radio guy and saying, I'm going there tomorrow.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on in downtown Hartford. So if we can escape and just get something a little different, that's a slice of pizza is a nice thing. As far as facilities, like the hotel that we've been able to set up has been fantastic. It's kind of a home away from home. We're pretty much the only people there. Every part of the restaurant or every part of the hotel, the restaurant, everything is really us. So it's been nice. Like, we just live in a big mansion, and we just have free run of the place, which has been great. You know, aside from that, we've trained at a few different places. A baseball field jumped in about a week and a half ago as a part of our training routine because the university that we were training at got shut down because of case count got out of hand. The stadium field we were training at, but we're just tearing it up, so we're trying to give that a break. So we've been a little bit all over the place, but those are the things that the players have remained really kind of resilient and just had to do whatever they had to do. And we put the training sessions together to try to get what we need out of them. And wherever they happen, and we keep moving forward. So, but everybody here has been really helpful and tried to be as accommodating as they can. It's just, you know, they're not really set up for a professional soccer team to be in the area. So we're trying to work with everybody to keep things as smooth as possible.
One of the breakout stars of the bubble, I don't know if I'd call him a breakout star, but certainly got a lot of people's attention, was Ayo Akinola. Yep. And I know we talked about it for our soccer show with you. You know, what explains his continued success? Obviously, he's a terrific player, but has it gotten to the point now, Greg, where, you know, he's just integral to what you guys do now and going forward? Has he played himself into that situation?
Yeah, he's a big piece of what we've got going on. You know, a couple of things. Ayo is he's a mature young man when it comes to soccer. He's played a lot of games internationally as a young man through his, you know, his youth development, playing in the national team programs and stuff. So he's a little bit mature, more mature beyond his years than some of our other younger players. He's very confident in his physical abilities to manage and bully sometimes center backs and just utilize his strength, speed as an advantage of his, which has been good for us. And the other part is it's his willingness to sprint into the space behind defenders. Just, it opens up gaps for us. It gives us an option to play behind the defense. It gives us a little bit of a different look and element to our game that, you know, Josie is such a good soccer player that he'll stay in and we'll combine off of him. He'll drift in different areas, but, you know, he doesn't necessarily have the longer sprinting, high speed running that he had when he was younger. He's more of a guy that combines within the team. And so having Ayo, it just adds a different element to what we've been doing. And he just continues to get better, and he's learning from everybody around him, and the experience has really done him well. So it's nice to have him. We look forward to kind of getting him back. He's missed a game with just a minor strain, but hopefully he'll be back here soon.
No, we mentioned that you've got the best record in MLS. How important is Saturday's game at this stage of the season against the Philadelphia Union?
Yeah, I think it's important in that we have a 3-point lead, so obviously we have at least some cushion. If we go there and it doesn't go in our favor, we still are in position to close out the season in the right way. But having said that, if we can go there and get 3 points, I think we really separate ourselves from the larger group, and we're going to make it tough for people to catch us. So that's obviously our emphasis. If we can go pick up a result, just a draw at least, we kind of keep them at 3 points behind us. The other teams are still trying to chase us. So from that head-to-head standpoint, it's a big game. But we've done a nice job of putting ourselves a little bit out in front with 4 to go. We play 2 home games, so-called home games, if you will, after that. So, our schedule sets up that we need to close out strong, and hopefully we can maintain our lead. But this is an important game for sure.